G'dak g'kunkwa, welcome. You are listening to The Storyteller, a collection of stories and folktales from Alaska's original peoples. I'm your host, Shanach. Let's go. In this episode, we hear why the hunter never forgets his muckluks.
Long ago, there was a very strong hunter in the region of Kisunak, now known as the village of Chivak, and he had been hunting and hunting all day long, hunting for seals. And after a long day of hunting, he returned back to his sod house. And he crawled into his sod house, and he took his furskin boots, his bilugooks, or his mukluks, and he unstringed them and unlaced them, and he removed them from both of his feet, and he tossed them carelessly to the side of his sod house because he was so tired. And he removed his parka and he hung it. And later that night he went to bed. And in the middle of the night while he was sleeping, he was suddenly awoken by whispering noises and talking in his sod house. And he woke up afraid because he knew that he was the only one living in his sod house, and he wondered who was there. And he said, "Who's there? Who is talking in my sod house?" And the voices kept talking, and they were chatting, and they were laughing, and they were arguing and whispering back and forth. And he didn't recognize these voices that were speaking in Chupik. So what he did was he walked over to his seal oil lamp so he could see, and he lit a match, and he lit his seal oil lamp, and he slowly began walking towards the two voices while saying, "Who's there? Who is in my sod house?" And when he moved his seal oil lamp closer to the voices, what he saw scared the hunter. He looked and he saw his two mukluks facing each other, talking back and forth and laughing. His two boots had grown mouths and they were having a conversation together. And he ran over to his mukluks and he grabbed them and he put them side by side so that they would stop talking to each other. And from that day on, that hunter knew never to carelessly throw his mukluks to the ground. He always knew that when he went into his sod house, he had to place them very carefully on the ground, side by side. And after that, the hunter's mukluks never talk to each other again. Always remember, when you walk into your sod house, or you walk into the place where you live, always carefully remove your shoes and put them away with care so that you never hear whispering in the dark of your house.
Storyteller is a production of Kawanak Broadcast Corporation. Funding for The Storyteller provided by the Annenberg Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the Siri Foundation. To hear the story again and experience more stories, visit nativestoryteller.net.